Krishna Book Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 50, Scene 3. Krishna responds to Muchukunda. Seeing King Muchukunda so anxious to know about his identity, Lord Krishna began to answer smilingly, "My dear king, it is practically impossible to tell about my birth, appearance, disappearance, and activities. Perhaps you know that my incarnation, Anantadev, has unlimited mouths, and for an unlimited time has been trying to narrate fully about my name, fame, qualities, activities, appearance, disappearance, and incarnations. And still, Anantadev has not been able to finish. Therefore, it is not possible to know exactly how many names and forms I possess. It may be possible for a material scientist to estimate the number of atomic particles which make up this earthly planet, but the scientist cannot enumerate my unlimited names, forms, and activities. There are many great sages and saintly persons who are trying to make a list of my different forms and activities, and yet they have failed to make a complete list. But since you are so anxious to know about me, I may inform you that presently I have appeared on this planet just to annihilate the demoniac principles of the people in general and to reestablish the religious principles enjoined in the Vedas. I have been invited for this purpose by Lord Brahma, the superintending deity of this universe, and thus I have now appeared in the dynasty of the Yadus as one of their family members. I have specifically taken my birth as the son of Vasudev in the Yadu dynasty, and people therefore know me as Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva. And you may also know that I have killed Kamsa, who was in a previous life known as Kalanemi, and I have killed as well Pralamba Asura and many other demons. They have acted as my enemies and have been killed by me. The demon who was present before you also acted as my enemy, and you have very kindly burned him to ashes by glancing over him. My dear King Muchukunda, you are my great devotee, and just to show you my causeless mercy, I have appeared before you in this form. I am very affectionately inclined toward my devotees, and in your previous life, before your present condition, you acted as my great devotee and prayed for my causeless mercy. Therefore, I have come to see you just to fulfill your desire. So now you can see me to your heart's content. Now, my dear king, you can ask from me any benediction that you wish, for I am prepared to fulfill your desire. It is my eternal principle that anyone who comes under my shelter must have all of one's desires fulfilled by my grace. Thus ends chapter 50, scene 3. Krishna responds to Muchukunda. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.